Thursday, January 14, 2021, 5:35 a.m. Okay, so I've brought out the big panel again to work on it some more. Man, control of the universe. I don't know, maybe I was inspired by some of the stuff I saw on TV this morning. Okay, so our president-elect is calling for peace and unity, but it seems that certain news organization or commentators on certain news organizations are calling for a purge. they want to make sure that this Trump movement dies with Trump going away. I don't know how they're going to accomplish that, but they're going to try. So the thing is, they want to change people's minds about things. Well, I kind of think they're going about it the wrong way, trying to censor things, trying to just get people to stop talking about it. There's people that are calling for not hiring people that work for Trump, just to punish them, to make sure that anybody else that has any more ideas of this freedom, America First stuff, any more of you people that have this idea of that, we're going to make sure your lives are destroyed. That's what they're trying to do. So, peace and unity. Ain't going to happen anytime soon. No matter how much Joe Biden mouths it, he's got his people. He knows that the people in the media, the commentators and stuff, are going to say stuff just like this. And he's just going to let them do it. You know? Well, isn't that where we got to, how we got to someplace? You know? About a week ago, you know, isn't that how, people stormed the Capitol and vandalized it and killed and people died? That, even though somebody says, we want to peacefully do and patriotically do, go up there and protest at the Capitol. Well, people get out of hand, you know? It makes you wonder, did Trump hope that would happen? Who knows? You know, I don't know his mind. You can say that. Well, then I could say the same thing about Biden, I guess. You know? And it's like when he was asked about Antifa this past summer. What's he think about Antifa doing all this stuff in Seattle and Portland? His answer was, Antifa's just an idea. Well, this idea burned down a lot and broke a lot of stuff and cost a lot of millions and millions of dollars to the taxpayer. So how does an idea do that? Which was, you know, his way of just ducking the question. And the more I look at it, the more I realize, Biden really didn't get elected. Nobody voted for Joe Biden for president. People voted against Donald Trump, is what they did. Okay? That's why the Democratic Party pushed Biden ahead, because that's who they felt was the best chance of winning. You know, personally, I thought the person that really had the best chance of winning was Amy Klobuchar, because they should have just pushed her in the forefront. I think she could have probably won it hands down. But I'm not in charge of the Democratic Party, so they don't listen to me. So, and then there's Chuck Schumer was on the news. Talking about how supporters of Trump should be on the no-fly list. Well, okay. If they were actually terrorists, promoting something to bring a plane down, or actually promoting any kind of real terror, then yeah, I guess so. I don't really know. But how soon does that start to bleed over to anybody that's in support of America First? Trump's idea, you know? See, it just seems to me that people want to squash that idea, America First. I don't have a problem with it, you know. When my tax dollars go to Washington, D.C., I don't want it going to Pakistan for gender studies. You know? I don't want it going to somewhere where I don't want, yeah, like what the one thing Trump did. I don't want it going to NATO if the people that are parts of NATO aren't holding up their end of the bargain. They're supposed to be donating so much money, and we're supposed to be donating so much money, but they're not, and we are, and we're carrying them. Why is that? You know, NATO is North Atlantic Treaty Organization. That's the North Atlantic. We don't belong to the North Atlantic in the U.S. That was to guard us against a Soviet invasion of Europe, because that was a real threat at the time. But like I said, I want my money dealing with stuff in the US. We've got a ton of homeless here, and they're sending money to Pakistan for gender studies. What's up with that? And I guess some of that money was for a border wall for Jordan and Syria. We can't even get a border wall for the US. We're going to pay for one in Jordan and Syria? How does that really help us? Why does our tax dollars go to that kind of stuff? But anyway, so I guess that's my rant for the morning. It just irks me that there's censorship going on, and we don't really need that. Because it's going to come around, and I could possibly, the stuff I paint could put me in jail, if I think about it that way, you know, I might just paint the wrong things one of these days, and somebody say, "Well, that's terrorist, that's a terrorist thought," and then I ended up in court spending my money, defending myself for expressing myself. At that point, it's like, you know. If that ever really happened, I think I would go underground. I'd leave my wife, I'd leave my house, I'd go underground. Because at that point, it's a fight. Because I'm not doing anything wrong but just making paintings and expressing myself, which is my God-given right, guaranteed to me by the Constitution of the United States. And hope supposedly backed up by every one of you people out there that are American citizens. So, I don't know. I'm gonna start doing something here. 8:03 a.m. Okay, I gotta take a little break here. I got a call. The people that handle my credit card, which is my bank, I guess. I don't know who it is. But I got a text early this morning before I started painting. That's actually the first thing, saying that they were questioning a charge that was made against my credit card down in Rancho Cucamonga for 600 and some odd dollars and 7 cents. And it said, well, of course, it was a robot text saying, "Do you want to approve it, or do you not want to approve it?" If you say, if you do, say yes. If you don't, say, text no. So I texted no because I haven't been down in Rancho Cucamonga for a long time. I think it's probably been decades. So it said, okay, so now your credit card is locked. Give us a call between 8 and something. So that's what I'm going to do now, and we'll see what happens. Okay, so yeah, basically the same thing. They just want to verify what's going on, and so that they confirm that there's a block on my card now, and to go down to my credit union and deal with them on rectifying the block on my credit card. So I'm going to be doing that today. That's it. Okay, 9:08 a.m. I just finished cleaning up and I'm done painting. So I've got to go do all this stuff I got to do. I got to wash the dog today too. So a busy day today. That's it. See ya.